Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. Fans can now support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. And I would like to take a minute to give a shout out to Eric for your support of the show. It means so much to me. And lastly, before I start, this Thursday, October the 12th, will be my 44th birthday. So please join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature to wish me a happy birthday. Now, for this episode, I will be reading The Sin Sisters, written in red by myself. Tonight, my sister and I were in her room, sneakily getting ready to meet up with some boys later. We had met them earlier that day down by the lake. They were a little older than us, but not too much. Before we had to go home, we had made plans to meet up with them later that night, after our parents went to bed. They were going to meet us at the water tower right by our house. We instructed them to pull up to the tower and turn off their car to wait for us. We had, of course, did not have permission. We waited for our parents to fall asleep before we took our nightgowns off. Underneath, we were already dressed, makeup done, and we were ready to go. Quietly, we crawled out of the window in my sister Jackie's room. One of her windows had a big old doghouse under it that we could use to help us climb out. It was dark, with just the stars above to give some light. We giddily hurried towards the big green water tower. It was right adjacent to our property because the land used to belong to us. My grandmother, before I was born, sold the land to the town so they could put this water tower on it. We went through a little path of brush and trees. On the other side, the boys were already there waiting for us. You could tell they were from the city and not the country like us. They had actually locked the doors while they waited outside their car. We were out in the country with no one around. We chatted for a few minutes before we all loaded up into their car. They were staying down by the lake where one of their family members was letting them use their cabin and stay for the weekend. It was their vacation cabin, so they weren't there, just the guys. Their parents thought they were having a guy's weekend with no girls. We drove down towards the lake on a steep, winding road. We only lived a few minutes from the lake, but it was in a valley, so it was a steep drive down. They turned onto a private dirt road where many of the rich people had their country houses and cabins. They pulled into a driveway of a nice two-story cabin. Everyone piled out of the car and we all went inside. It was nice and cozy. I liked the rustic look it had. The guys put on some music and handed me and my sister beers. After a bit, we decided to play a drinking game with cards. It was fun, and everyone was getting tipsy fast. We had to stop playing so no one got stupid drunk. My sister came up with the idea of playing Spin the Bottle. One of the guys, whose name was Brent, grabbed an empty glass beer bottle. We all sat in a circle on the hardwood floor in the middle of the living room. There were five of us all together, me, my sister, and three of them. I sat next to my sister with Brent sitting across from me. His friend Jalen sat beside me, and Matt sat on the other side of my sister. Since my sister had come up with the idea, she was the first one to spin. Giggling, she gave the bottle a good spin. It came to stop on Brent. My sister already knew. I thought he was incredibly hot. It wasn't a surprise when, after he picked Dare, she dared him to kiss me. If I felt a little silly and childish, but it was also fun and broke up the awkwardness of the night. His lips were soft. There was such an electrical attraction between us. I really didn't want the kiss to end, but we weren't the only ones there. We sat back into our spots as Matt got ready to spin the bottle. It landed on Jalen, so Matt dared him to kiss my sister and make sure to use tongue, he told him. They kissed passionately and had a hard time pulling apart. The party was starting to slip into a game of sex. I think tonight is going to turn into a night none of us will forget. With every spin, we became bolder and dirtier. Thankfully, my sister and I could do whatever we wanted tonight. These guys were from a city in a different state, so no one we cared about would ever find out about this night. We were on the wild side, but didn't want people to know in our small town. You know, people love to judge and talk in small towns. Now, the bottle stopped on me this time. I chose Dare, of course. Matt gave me a mischievous smile before giving me my task. I dare you to take off all your clothes and do a slow turn in the middle of the circle. All the guys leaned forward, excitedly wanting to see my naked body. All right, I replied, standing up. I stood up and slowly began taking my clothes down. I was going to take my time and tease them. My sister went over and streamed some sexy music so I could dance a bit while I undressed. I swayed and gyrated my hips while I slowly took my top off, throwing it on the back of the couch. I probably wasn't going to need that for a bit anyways, I thought. Next came my pants. I was wearing a cute matching prom panties. They were pink with white polka dots. The guys were salivating for me to continue. I smiled and reached around for the clasps of my bra, and slowly, in a very teasing manner, I took it off. There was a mixture of moans, groans, and words of admiration. Now, for what I know, they really wanted to see. Again, I slowly and very teasingly took down my panties. This time, I didn't throw them on the couch. Instead, I threw them over to Brent for him to keep. He picked them up, holding them to his nose, and then stuck the crotch part in his mouth and sucked. This was definitely going to be a naughty night. After turning around slowly a couple times, I sat down without putting my clothes back on. I spun the bottle and it landed on Jalen. I decided it was time for one of them to show us what they've got. I dare you to take all your clothes off. But you have to do a little dance for us while you do it, I challenged him. All right, he said, standing up in the middle. He slowly took his top off to reveal a nice six-pack stomach. He had a smooth chest with a trail of hair leading into his pants. We all laughed as he tried unsuccessfully to take his pants off in a sexy manner. Instead, he stumbled a few times before having to use the couch to steady himself. It looked like he had a nice size package by the bulge in his boxers, I thought to myself. It was now my sister and I salivating to see him take the last piece of clothing off. He slid them off over his bulge, and out came his rock hard cock. My sister leaned over and whispered, "Damn, I bet that'll feel good." I turned to her and giggled. Oh my God, yes, it will. Jalen gave us a cute, crooked grin before sitting down and spinning to see who would lose their clothing next. It landed on my sister. She jumped up, ready to shed her constricting clothing. She loved the attention she got, and they were definitely giving it to her. After she sat down, the last two guys decided there was no point in spinning. They stood up and began stripping down their clothes. I couldn't wait to see what they were packing. They both took down their boxers at the same time. And they both had nice, thick cocks that were definitely above average in length. We were all more than ready to end this game and move on to something a lot more exciting. Someone went and turned down the lights, leaving one low so we weren't in complete darkness. We moved to the couch in the living room. Brent sat on the couch next to me. My sister was on the other side with Jalen next to her. Matt sat on the coffee table in front of us. The music was still going and we were all a bit out of our minds from the alcohol. It didn't take long for Brent to lean over and start kissing my neck. I looked over to see my sister kissing Jalen. while Matt was caressing her breasts. Brent's mouth had made it up to mine. Just then, I felt Matt as he moved over to caress one of my breasts. Brent slid a hand up to play with the other. It was so exciting. Everyone was touching and kissing. My sister and I weren't touching, but we had three guys switching off to kiss and caress us. It felt like there were lips and hands everywhere. I felt my sister move off the couch and looked over to see she had gotten on her knees so she could suck Matt's cock while he sat on the coffee table. Brent lowered to the floor so he could move in between my legs, raising and spreading them. I smiled as his mouth lowered to my wet slit. I looked over to see Jalen had lifted my sister's ass up, so she was bent over, sucking on Matt, and Jalen buried his face in her ass to eat her from behind. You could hear the sounds of moans and cries of ecstasy that rose above the music. I was so turned on, I grabbed a handful of Brent's hair as my body tensed and pulsed to the orgasm he was giving me. I spread my legs wider while he lapped at my clit. Oh, I moaned when I felt him slide a finger inside of me. Brent began pumping his finger in and out and around inside. He found my spot and began rubbing it. I felt the pressure building. My moans turned to screams. I didn't just come. I sprayed out onto his hand, landing into a pool on the floor. "Fuck yes," I heard him say as he continued to pound my pussy with his fingers. He slid a second finger inside, driving me wild. My sister was now turned the other way, sucking Jalen's cock, while Matt was fucking her from behind. Jalen reached over, rubbing my clit while Brent used one hand to spread my hole. Brent continued to rub my spot with his fingers, making me explode even harder a second time. "That's fucking nice," Jalen said to Brent, giving him a high five. "Oh, her pussy is juicy and so fucking yummy," he replied. Brent stood up. I leaned forward to suck his cock. I could feel Jalen's hands on my breasts while I pleasured Brent. I loved how lightly he ran his fingers over my taut nipples. I could feel the weight of my breasts as he held them in his hands. Brent was holding my head while he fucked my mouth with his big, swollen cock. By this time, Matt had come on my sister's back and was heading towards the bathroom to clean it up. Jalen grabbed my sister, pushing her head down towards the couch. He entered her from behind. I could hear how hard he was fucking her. She looked like she was enjoying every thrust. Brent pulled his cock out of my mouth. He lifted me up and turned me around. I grabbed the back of the couch as he entered me from behind. My pussy stretched to accommodate the length and girth of his cock. It felt amazing inside of me. I was already so sensitive from how he made me squirt that it didn't take long for that same pressure to begin building again. I exploded on Brent's cock. He pulled out to let my juices squirt out of me. I went so hard, I felt it splash my feet. He smacked my ass, then slammed his cock back inside, thrusting hard. He leaned forward, grabbing my hair in one of his fists, while he brought his hand around my neck, gently squeezing. I don't know why, but that always caused me to come instantly. I came over and over as he slammed himself into me. I could hear my sister screaming at the same time. "Switch," I heard Jaylen say to Brent. "Hell yeah, let's do it," he answered. I felt Brent pull out of me as he and Jaylen switched spots. Jaylen turned me over and lowered to his knees. He entered me while rubbing my swollen clit. He gave me long, intense strokes. He felt so good. I looked over to see Brent pounding my sister from behind. He was going so hard, you just knew he was getting close to exploding. Just as I had thought, he pulled out and turned my sister around. He came directly on her face and went all over her left eye, nose, mouth, and dripped off her chin. I turned my attention back to Jaylen as that pressure began building again inside me. My legs began to shake. My body tensed. I screamed as I came, and my fluid mixed with my cum came flowing out. "Fuck yeah," he groaned. His thrust became harder and harder. I could tell he was getting ready to explode. His thrust became so hard, my head was bouncing with every pounding thrust. I cried out as I felt myself come one last time. I gave one last scream before he pulled out and came all over my breasts. I sat there panting for a few seconds before I could use my legs to go to the bathroom to wipe up the cum that was starting to drip down my stomach. After we got cleaned up and dressed, my sister and I decided it was time for us to go home. Brent said he would take us back. He hadn't drank very much since he was going to need to take us home. We said goodbye, not knowing if we would ever see these guys again. This was a crazy night that none of us would ever forget. My sister and I snuck back in and were fast asleep within minutes of our heads hitting our pillows. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. And remember, fans can now support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. And a link can be found in the description. And as a reminder, this Thursday, October the 12th, will be my 44th birthday. So come join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature to wish me a happy birthday. I appreciate all of you. Thank you.